You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here's a program from our archives.
Octopus take about 4 years before they're ready to mate. And once the mating and childcare is finished, well, so are they. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., next to a glass tank, which is home to a Pacific giant octopus. These animals live in very cold salt water and can weigh up to 100 pounds. For such a large and relatively intelligent animal, it's unusual that octopus would lead such short lives, but as it turns out, they live just long enough to complete one of nature's most important tasks.
Their lifespan is dominated by sexual maturity.
Tammy Gray is a museum specialist at the National Zoo.
So a female, when she lays her eggs, she goes into a cave. She lays about 80,000 eggs up in this cave, and she stays with them for about 6 months, taking care of them until they hatch out. And at that time, she starved herself to death. So when she comes out of the cave, after all 80,000 babies have come pouring out of this cave, then she comes out and she dies.
Now, if it seems to you that the female suffers from empty nest syndrome, consider that her partner won't even last as long as she does. The male octopus apparently loses his appetite right after he mates.
But the male, once he mates, they only mate once, they're pretty much done. And he has behind his eye there's some sort of gland that basically shuts off so that he stops eating.
For transcripts of this and other programs in our series, please visit our website at www.pulseplanet.com.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.